Hi everyone, and a warm welcome to yet another episode of the show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, well, my name is Irike Tumafevo and this is the Mental Health Podcast. Now, you all know that the Mental Health Podcast was created out of the depth of my heart to show up, speak up, and be boldly honest about my beliefs and magic, and also to create even more awareness on mental health and mental health challenges. So any episode reach your heart or leave a spark within, leave a review as always and share with your friends so the podcast can reach more people and create even more heartfelt sparks. And I believe in synchronicity and not coincidence. So if you find yourself listening to any episode, just know that there is a special jewel for you in here. So sit back as we dive right into today's conversation. Thank you so much for sticking around. Now, on today's episode, it's not going to be like every other thing that we do here, right? So we've been talking about mental health challenges where we bring guest experts in the field to share their insights and also their experiences as well. I mean, first of all, I apologize for being MIA for quite some time. I had other projects that needed my urgent attention, but I just needed to, you know, talk about this and bring this episode to light. Now, today we're going to be talking about something very, very important to our mental health. You know, we've been talking about a lot of mental health challenges, a lot of big names, bipolar, schizophrenia, you know, eating disorders. But let's bring it down home, right? Now, what we're going to be talking about today is incredibly important for our mental health and our personal growth, and that is letting go. Now, this topic is very dear to me because I am somebody that values friendship, or I still value friendship, but I used to be somebody that struggled with letting go of people, letting go of things that do not serve me anymore. I have phobia for being alone, phobia for abandonment. So I try to tolerate so many things, even when they don't serve me, even if they are not favorable, even if they hurt me, just because I do not want to be alone. I settle for them, and you know, I have learned, I have grown, and yeah, finally I have let go of it. I know that I'm not the only one that is on this table, and there are more people who have this fear, who have this difficulty when it comes to letting go. So I want to start this by sharing a personal story with you. Now, when I was in secondary school, you know, I made a lot of friends. I was in almost every circle. I wanted to be in every circle. I wanted everybody to like me, right? And then I got to learn that these people that I was doing everything for, they no even send my papa. I have to speak pidgin for that. Like, they no send me, right? I discovered that they were the CBN in my life. Did I just say CBN? Sorry. They were the CNN in my life. You know, every negative thing, they were the ones spreading horrible rumors about me. So I thought they were my friends, but then they were not. Same thing applies to relationships. You know, I used to settle for bare minimum. Like, when I mean bare minimum, I'm not even talking about the financial aspect now. You know, the simple things, the little things, calling, texting, you know, making me part of your day, I was settling. I was giving excuses for people's in absence, right? Even when I know that I was always giving people benefits of the doubt. Okay, maybe he's busy. Okay, maybe she doesn't have time. Okay, maybe she has other things doing. No. People who genuinely care about you would make time for you. They would always be there. And I'm so glad that I got to cut those negativity from my life. Even if I have just one amazing friend, I am very content. So these friendships, like I said, they were no longer positive or fulfilling at all. You know, I find myself in situations whereby I had to force these friendships to work. They were making me feel so less of myself, and I was so unhappy. And eventually, I made a difficult decision and I let go of these friendships. And trust me, guys, I am happier and I am more fulfilled. I am lighter. You know, when you start feeling so guilty that, did I offend this person? Why am I getting this kind of energy from them, right? So I had to let go of any negative thing for my life, and I am more happier and I am more fulfilled. Now, I want you to know that the process of letting go is not easy. Letting go of something you once loved and cherished is not an easy task, right? It's a continuous process that requires you to recognize when something or someone is no longer serving us, right? The friends you had in primary school, I doubt if you are still in communication with them, right? The more we grow older, the more we make new friends, the more we meet new people, right? So it is very important for us to be honest with ourselves and prioritize our mental health and also our well-being as well. Now, when it comes to the benefits that comes with letting go, like I said, when I had to let go of all the toxicity and negativity from my life, I became happier. Right, the benefits of letting go are immense. It's like a weight has been lifted from your shoulders. No more feelings of inadequacy, no more feelings of unhappiness. Right, you can have a lot of people around you, but you are still unhappy. Right, so one of the benefits of letting go is that you feel emotionally free. Right, there's nothing stuck up in your chest. Like, you don't feel, oh God, what have I done? You know, I had a best friend. We were best friends in secondary school too when we got to uni, right? And all of a sudden, I discovered that I couldn't get hold of this person, right? I tried calling, I tried texting, I couldn't get hold of this person. Up till now, I had, this was my best friend in secondary school. We were literally friends, very good friends. And all of a sudden, I tried calling, I tried getting other people to get hold of this person, but it was to no avail. And eventually, it took me quite some time to let go, but then I let go, and I see them post on their stats, on their Instagram handles from time to time. And the most important thing for me is that you are safe, and I will keep on loving you from a distance. But then I had to prioritize my peace of mind. When you let go, it opens space for new positive experiences and relationships. Trust me, there are people who would want to die for you. There are people who would want to do everything for you. So give them chance to love you, give them chance to be there for you. And my advice to you all is, if you are struggling to letting go of something in your life, my advice is for you to take one step at a time. The act or my understanding to letting go, it took me 3 years, right, of letting go of, you know, this thing is not for me. Why do I have to keep on punishing myself and torturing myself? Somebody who knows send my papa, right? So I want you to also surround yourself with supportive people who would uplift you, people who would remind you of your worth. Now, I have a best friend, and it's funny how our friendship, it's quite funny. I never really imagined that we would still be together. It did not really start as a friendship, a strong friendship. But as time goes on, I discovered that Deborah happens to be one of the best people anybody can have in their corner, right? Whenever I have any business idea, Deborah is always there to support my dreams. And I feel friendships are not based on the number of times I would call you, because I'm very terrible when it comes to calling people, right? But then our friendship has actually stand the test of time, and I can say that yes, I have one amazing person in my corner. And I want you to also know that letting go is not a sign of weakness. Like, it's a sign of strength because you have grown past that, and yeah, you've given yourself the opportunity to be happy and to explore new possibilities. In conclusion, I want us to know that letting go is a powerful act of self-love and self-care. You love yourself so much that you are not willing to settle for bare minimum. You are not willing to settle for things that would hurt you, right? It's about freeing yourself from what no longer serves you and embracing new opportunities, new possibilities for growth and happiness. I want each and every one of you to be happier and to live your best life. Never let people be tied to your happiness. You are capable of being happier without them. And trust me, they are amazing people. You just have to keep on looking. Thank you so much. I think this has to be the shortest episode that I have made in a while because I just really needed to talk about this, right? So I wish everybody abundance of success and love and happiness, and I want you to let go of that toxic friendship, that toxic relationship that is no longer serving you. Till next time, don't forget, my name is Irike Tomafavor and I am the host of the Mental Health Podcast. Don't forget to share with your friends and family and also leave a review on the comment section of the podcast. Thank you for listening to the end. If you did, you are my real MVP. I'm wishing you all abundance of success in all your endeavors. Don't forget, I love you, but God loves you more. Have a wonderful day ahead.